Disney's Grown-ish smears police as racists trying to murder innocent black people. By Warner Todd Houston on August 6, 2021. The Disney-owned Freeform TV series Grown-ish, the cable-based spin-off of the ABC sitcom Black-ish, went full anti-cop and anti-white in a recent episode claiming that all cops are racists looking to murder innocent black people, and for good measure added that white people are inherently bad. The series' August 4th episode, entitled Boy with a Gun, opened with Doug, Diggy Simmons, going for a morning jog in California juxtaposed with a young black man being gunned down by police outside a store in Virginia. The man is killed even though he had his hands up and was complying with police orders. Watch below via MRC. The shooting became a main topic of concern for Doug's friends, and during the episode they made many proclamations about the incident. Keela, Daniela Perkins, for instance, exclaimed that it was racist ass cops who murdered another man in Virginia. And Doug is called a bad black person because he did not want to talk about the shooting. The discussion got more heated and hyperbolic from there. The students in the scene railed about how the system has been against black people for 400 years, how whites are all bad, how all cops are racist, and how law enforcement hunts and murders blacks every day. Indeed, in one discussion, a student even seriously claimed that hurricanes statistically target black neighborhoods. Watch below via MRC. Here is some of the more egregious dialogue. Jazz, why are we having this discussion about bad black people and arguing with each other, when we all know white people aren't sitting around discussing whether or not they're a good white person? Aaron, that's 'cause white people are inherently bad. Doug, to a white character, why would you, when the system was designed to work for you and against me? I mean, there's no point in me trying to change something that they would never allow me to fix. Doug, this college degree, a high-paying job, a seat at the front of the bus, our freedom, bro, it doesn't matter if we still have these targets on our backs. In another scene, Doug went on an extended rant saying, when I see the news of, you know, all these black men dying, all I can do is think about, you know, how I'm just like them. You know, I was just a dude who was out for a run. You know, Marcus Jennings, he just happened to be at the wrong place at the wrong time. So, the truth is, for black men or, shit, black women or black people, is that any place is the wrong place. At any time, every damn day. Zoe also got a monologue in which she claimed that blacks are gunned down by police every day. In a world where the system designed to protect us feels more like a force determined to destroy us, it's impossible to avoid the fatigue of the insurmountable challenges we face as a community. But when it happens again and again and again, there comes a point where you can't block it out or turn a blind eye. And after witnessing yet another senseless murder of another innocent black man within a week of the last, Doug had finally reached his breaking point. The episode ended pushing the Black Lives Matter theme "Remember Their Names," and scrolled across the screen the names of blacks supposedly gunned down by police. The picture being painted in this episode ignores the flat-out truth that black Americans are not being shot down in large numbers by America's police officers. The data show that less than 50 unarmed black people are killed by police annually across the country, despite the fact that police officers encounter the public more than 3 million times each year. Indeed, 93% of black murders are committed by black civilians against black victims, not by police officers gunning for black citizens. This is just part one of a two-part episode. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.